your incomprehensible God. How astonishing that the incomprehensible God chose to communicate with man. The Bible is a progressive revelation of God's inexpressible nature. His word is a gradual unveiling of God's indescribable character. Scripture is an unhurried disclosure of his inconceivable relationship with man, demonstrating his ineffable love for you and me, in time and through eternity. His word proclaims him. All we have to do is to believe. God's word silences the fool who in his heart announces there is no God, for in the beginning, God. And for those that trust him, there is one God in whom are all things, and one Lord Jesus Christ, through whom are all things, and through whom we live. The heavens proclaim God's glory to men of faith and to opinion fools alike, because what may be known of God is clearly manifested in them, for God has shown it to them. And God graciously continues to speak to us today through his word of truth. Who is God that he is answerable to man? Scripture announces these facts. God will not try to argue the truth with deluded man. God will not seek to prove his reality to those who are dull of hearing. He speaks in his word of truth to all who will hear and trust his word. Words cannot begin to define or describe God, for he is indescribable. Scripture refuses to limit the inexpressibly limitless nature and glory of God. God defies description. He simply states, I am that I am. His name is indicative of his nature, for he is indescribable, unending. The limitless God cannot be boxed into our limited human perspective. I am the Lord, that is my name, he proclaims to Isaiah. Yahweh, Yahweh, that is my name. My glory I will not give to another. And this is the God who has chosen to communicate with us through his word. In times past, when man was in his infancy, God used men to pen his words. He used his finger to carve the stone letters of the law. He narrated in an audible voice to a few like Moses. He unveiled his character through his divine names, Elohim, Adonai, Yahweh. He speaks his word today to all who will hear and trust his word. God sent his angel to inform, instruct, and command the few. He proclaimed his glory through marvelous acts, such as the deliverance from Egypt. He chose in times past to unveil his word through his few chosen prophets, via dreams and visions. He said to Moses, Hear now my words. If there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, make myself known to him in a vision. I speak with him in a dream. And through the prophets of old, God continued revealing his glorious word, until this means of revelation stopped, when his word was completed. Today he speaks to man, to all who will hear and trust his word. The Bible is a progressive revelation of God's inexpressible nature. His word is a gradual unveiling of God's indescribable character. Scripture is an unhurried disclosure of his inconceivable relationship with man. And man tries to twist God's arm to speak today, as he did in man's infancy. Today men seek signs, or clamour for visions, or fret to hear the audible voice of God. But Jesus said to him, If they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded though one rise from the dead. God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in times past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son. And believers today have the indwelling presence of his Spirit for ever. Solomon, in all his kingly majesty, meekly grasped God's limitlessness. "Behold, heaven and the heaven of heavens cannot contain you," he cried. Yet arrogant man today, like Israel in time past, seeks to box God in. In Psalm 78 we read, "Yes, again and again they tempted or tested God. They limited the Holy One of Israel." The Bible is a progressive revelation of God's inexpressible nature. His word is a gradual unveiling of God's indescribable character. Scripture is an unhurried disclosure of his inconceivable relationship with mankind. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments, and his ways past finding out! And yet this incomprehensible God chose to communicate with man through his word. The word of God is an infinitely rich source of God's revelation to man. This revelation is from God, unveiling who he is by means of his word. This revelation is about God, unveiling his character and purpose. All that is required of us is to know it, believe it, and act upon it. In Deuteronomy 29, we read, "The secret things belong to the Lord our God." He is the unknowable, indescribable, inconceivable, limitless, eternal God. And yet the verse continues, "But those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law." All Scripture is God's completed, revealed word to us from him. From the open simplicity of salvation, where Christ died to save us, to great anomalies and apparent contradictions concealed in passages like Romans chapter 6. The Bible is the completed, revealed plan of God to us from him. From the indescribable, limitless characteristics of a holy God to the knowable Father of love, who revealed himself through his Son. In the short time we have before he comes to take us to be with himself, let us seek to know him more, this indescribable God. Let us seek to love him better, this God who chose to reveal himself to us. Let us seek to worship at his feet, in spirit and in truth. Let us know, love, and worship the one who loves us and gave himself for us.